Mr. Augusto grabbed Dad's coat and tried to rip it off my body, but I struggled as I'd never struggled in my life. He ripped my dad's coat, but I was able to save it.
I don't know how you ever recover from an experience like that.
You know why Mr. Augusto didn't want you to get to Grandma's house, don't you? You know, the moment your dad sets foot inside that house, he won't remember who you are anymore.
So, if I find him, I'll try to keep him outside of the house.
But for how long until he forgets you?
Mr. Sudek, aren't you afraid of being forgotten?
I'm just a photographer. My photos will be there long after I'm gone. Besides, old age is the privilege of rocks and trees.
When my dad's coat was ripped, I realized something.
What was it?
Stitched inside his coat was a secret pocket. I reached in and found an old envelope.
Have you opened it?
Not yet. Everything else has vanished. Dad's memory was the last place where the village still existed. There's nothing left.
You're still here, aren't you? One thing about photography, it never tells the whole story. But it helps us remember something that isn't there anymore.
When you've got no memories left, where do you go?
I don't know.
Is it all worth it?
I guess the most pressing questions are naive ones.
I took the envelope out of Dad's coat. I tore it open, and that was it. Inside, there was a photo of an old house. And when I looked up... there it was. I saw it being rebuilt brick by brick. The same house as in the photo, with the faded orange walls and an old wooden door. And through the windows, I could see there was someone inside. I ran up there. This woman, not so old, not so young, opened the door.
Oh, you've arrived just in time.
She resembled the photos I'd seen of my grandma.
He's waiting for you. Been there in the yard all afternoon. Refused to come inside even for lunch.
I ran around the house, and when I got to the backyard, I saw my dad sitting there on the swings.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm here. I'm sorry I'm late.
Then he rubbed the only eye he could see with.
What's wrong?
School. They called me half blind.
Hey. Hey, look at me.
They've broken my camera. They made fun of me.
I grabbed the broken lens from inside my bag.
I know what you mean.
Did they make fun of you too?
That's when we need to be brave and face them.
What happened?
It's a long story. The lenses were in, but the camera still works. Can I swim with you?
If you want to.
We talked like we'd never talked before. It lasted the entire afternoon. The last afternoon with my dad. Then the sun began to set on the horizon. Started to get dark.
Time to get inside. It's getting dark.
Can't we stay a little longer, Mum?
Time to get inside.
I wish we could spend more time together.
We will. I'll come back tomorrow.
You will?
You bet ya.
That's great.
Are you ready to get inside?
Actually, no. My mum will be mad with me if I don't have dinner.
So we walked together, and before he entered, we both stopped as if we had one last thing to say. But we just looked at each other. And then he gave me a clumsy hug and went inside. I had no place there. I said goodbye to my grandma, and then... as I was about to leave...
Hey! Wait! Stop!
I turned around.
I like your coat.
Thanks.
Is it yours?
Actually, no. Here. You can have it. As a gift.
That coat is too big for me.
It's my dad's coat.
Oh, I see.
He's always bragging he's the most awesome guy around.
He sounds fun. You can tell me more about him tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we can play hide and seek.
I didn't have time to answer. I guess there's no memory that couldn't be immortal if only for a moment. I'm still here. I'll guard your memories, Dad.